Well, economists, led by many economists, led by Milton Friedman, had been arguing from the early 1950s that we should completely get rid of gold, completely get rid of fixed exchange rates. Okay, let's get rid of this phony gold standard, this pseudo gold standard. Now, Friedman was a little bit disingenuous because he basically took this to be the true gold standard in some of his writings. Okay, he argued as if this is the gold standard. It's outmoded. We don't need it in any case. Let's just get rid of it. There's a better way of doing all this. Let's let free markets determine these exchange rates. Okay, supply and demand in the world economy. This was the monetarist dream of freely floating exchange rates. Now, Friedman argued that these were much more efficient for a number of reasons. One of which was that you would no longer have any balance of payments crises. If a government was inflating, for example, the U.S. in the last, let's say, since the mid-80s, if a government was inflating at a higher rate than other countries, well, what would happen would be their exchange rate would fall. Their currency would become cheaper. The high prices wouldn't cause a balance of payments deficit. They would simply be offset. That is, the high prices within the nation, high price of goods and services, they would simply be offset by a decline in the value of the currency. So that going from 230 yen in 1985, because we've inflated much more rapidly than the Japanese, we went to 85 yen. So even though our prices were increasing much more rapidly than Japanese prices, our goods didn't necessarily become uncompetitive because our currency became cheaper. So we would never have to worry about balance of payments deficits again. Okay. So for Friedman, that was something that was great. We should want. And he had something of a point there. But beyond that, he also pointed out that there would never be an importation of business cycles any longer. In the old days, if some country was deflating. Okay, its prices were falling for whatever reason. The U.S. would have a balance of payments deficit. We'd buy more of these low-priced goods, and gold would flow out of the country. When gold flowed out of the country, okay, this base would become narrower, and we'd get a deflation of our own money supply. Okay, well, that would be avoided now. All that would happen would be that the value of our currency would change. Okay, so there seemed to be. Oh, and the third point that's important is that since there are no balance of payments deficits, then people would not, there would be no pressure on government to implement tariffs, quotas, and other means of protecting our gold stock. That is, the government would no longer need to interfere with trade, to interfere with free trade, in order to maintain, to prevent our gold from flowing out of the country. So that was the dream. Okay, what was the reality? Well, first of all, let's look at how naive, or let me mention how naive this scheme is. Basically, what Friedman was saying was this. The government should, even though having the monopoly of money now, there's no gold any longer, so the government could create new money at will, the government would restrain itself from increasing the money supply. Okay? Increase it at a steady, slow rate. In which case, we would not have inflation, and we wouldn't have to worry about our exchange rates depreciating. If other people inflate it faster than us, fine. Their exchange rates will depreciate vis-a-vis our own. The value of our own would go up, but there would be no problem in the trade sphere. Okay.